Niggas is feeble, I'm carbon violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lao, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black cape, crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower, stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for my reward. Next week the Germans had me on the bulletin board. I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face. Triple darkness, silence, I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the habit, it's love or loss. Shine like the shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What?
Boom, world order. 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 Boom, world order.
Yo, I enter through the cave of your ear in a high-pitched silent tone only a door could hear and impregnate you with the wisdom of the womb. Then your subconscious dreams come consciously true. Have you in such deep thought? Your pulse and blood pressure so low, you diagnosis corpse. Have an out-of-body experience, clear, no interference. Everything with physical form lose appearance, become one with the formless. Now you feel your strongest, escape travel lives you live for the longest. Love 1,000 years in a day, without opening your mouth you say everything you wanted to say. Attracted to the core of the earth, I stay grounded. The sun in the center of this, I'm surrounded by planets in the mist that spins the wind chill. But my light melts your snowflake for 93 mil. All who have an ear, let them hear as we build. Cause one ear of corn can produce a cornfield, and one cornfield can produce the corn meal. The bread from the body of Christ, all is filled with the truth of life inside your bone marrow. You can make it physical as large as your shadow. Whether space is cyber or optic is fiber, become a Wu multimedia subscriber and hibernate the Wu tape in your mental state. Let it meditate, sit back and await the orders. For this you don't need no tape recorder. So let's prepare for the Wu world order. 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 We coming soon and we striking at your borders.
Washington right now. I got my little...
No, you're not that sexy.
Oh. And you see, even on my birthday, listen, you know how listen, there are certain
people on this
planet.
Because I've got to be honest with you, objectively, you're even sexier than Denzel.
Well, there are people... People think I have a crush. You know what? When you said you were like 20 minutes and you're going to come back onto the show, the emoticon I clicked on, it was a thumbs up. But you know what popped up instead? A heart. I was panicking. How do I remove his heart? How do I remove the heart? He's going to think I'm gay for him. Like, what the hell? I'm being laughed at all the while I'm going through that, and it's like, you know, but I talk, I'm like, Vinny Eastwood, he's a handsome devil, he's intelligent, he's my remote mentor, just like a lot of these guys are. You know, I like Michael Tazarian, I like Jordan Maxwell. You know, you're part of the group. I call the group of people who I've always been awake. It's been hard to put BS over my head in my lifetime, but there's a difference between being awake and being aware. And you actually helped me in my journey. You're like an internet spirit guide for me to get to my full awareness. And I don't know. For that, to me, you'd be the sexiest man in the world. I don't know what they'll say about that. No homo.
No homo, double inglés. it's talking about this because I've got this little speech that I do, and it's about kind of like how the universe is structured, what your place in it, you know, that kind of thing, and I like to sort of like close off the shows with it, because the reason why I do the show is so that somebody can stop listening to the show and never really have to turn it on again, because they've gotten what they needed from it, all right? And what they need from it is not motivation. They need inspiration. They need to no longer need somebody to just go, come on, keep it up or whatever. Because once you've got inspiration, you are the one saying, come on, keep it up or whatever. And every time you get down or something like that, something will just pop up and allow you to keep going, all right? So I was asked one time on a show, so Vinny, just give it to us straight. Is the earth flat or is it round? And I go, well, it's actually a holographic fractal projection of collective consciousness experiencing itself subjectively.
Yes!
And they were like, whoa.
Oh, how many ear holes have you stuck your phallus into, my friend?
in a sexual way or just in a... okay, anyway, so the concept here is actually the real structure of the universe, the one verse, the one speech with which we all live within. Now, it's holographic in nature. Now, how a hologram works is, let's say I take a screenshot of this right now, and then I try to delete it off the hologram. Whole picture's still there. It's just half the resolution. I try to delete it again. Whole picture's still there, just half that resolution. Now, that's how your dreams, your memories, they're all stored holographically. That's why no matter what you do to try and forget something that happened to you, that memory's still there. It just gets a little bit fuzzier, and somebody can just say the right thing or whatever and trigger and bring all those memories back to full focus, right? Because memory's holographic. The universe is holographic. Everything that is there cannot be forgotten. And the second part of it and is the structure of it, which is a fractal. Now, this guy invented this granite crystal microscope, got 60,000 times magnification. That's opposed to electrostatic microscopes that we've got today with 10,000 times magnification. We can see a cell. This guy was able to look inside the cell, and it was made up of all of these other ones. And he's like, why don't we look inside one of those? It was made up of all these other ones. He looked inside one of those, it was made up of all these other ones. He looked inside one of those, it was made up of all these other ones. He found life within life within life within life, infinitely down the scale as far as he zoomed in. Now, theoretically, that's exactly the same structure of the universe up the scale as well. I'm a cell on the Earth. The Earth is a cell in the galaxy. The galaxy is a cell in the universe, and the universe is a cell in a much, much larger macro organism that we don't have a word for yet. So everything's a different living organism of scale, and nothing can be forgotten. That's a holographic fractal. Now, here's where the collective consciousness comes in. These guys did this thing called a double-slit experiment where they had a proton gun and a sheet of tinfoil and these two metal slots that they were going to fire it through. They figured what was happening. They just go bang and then bang on the backboard, and they just figure out what happened to that proton afterwards. And
it's then, observation. I talk about it all the time on the show. Yeah, go ahead.
And so they went bang, and then it went blah, 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 blah. It turned into a waveform as it went through the slot. Mm-hmm. And punctured the thing behind it like that. And they're like, whoa, okay, let's find out how that happened. They put a little camera there right in the slot to figure out what happened. Bang, bang, whoa. The experiment changed only because we were observing it, right? The proton got stage fright. That's because matter. Well, that's because matter has consciousness. Protons, electrons, neutrons, even morons have consciousness.
I'll drink to that.
And consciousness affects the things around him. I mean, there was this Japanese guy who put the word love on some water and then froze it. And then he looked at the ice crystals under him. Came up with the most beautiful geometric designs.
Yes.
And then he put another bit of water with the word hate on it, or I hate you, or something like that, and then put it under the microscope after he froze it. It looked ugly. It looked gross. So these things that every conscious organism and conscious proton, electron, etc. Put out, they actually have a residual effect on all the living organisms throughout the entirety of the fractal, and that all gets embedded into the hologram. So all of the thoughts that you're having affect all the infinite civilizations that live within you, and it also affects all the infinite civilizations that you live within. Or your actions are actually incredibly important because you're a fifth dimensional organism.
Let me stop you. Yes, the Japanese call it Hado, and what you're speaking about. But now, what you just said is the perfect setup for the most important question that I could probably ever ask anybody. You have a positive outlook on the fractal, life and life and life and life. But we have an establishment that is concentrated on death and death and death and death and death. For example, when I went to the military, I thought there was going to be this whole patriotic, family, we're all brothers and sisters, we're all intertwined, it's the American way. And no, it was a mind control death cult. There was none of that patriotic crap. There's none of the all the other crap that they saw was crap. It was, you are a piece of property, you're a piece of meat, until I say otherwise. You can experience another level of consciousness when I say otherwise. When you get a rank, that's a new level of consciousness for you. So it's built just like the Freemasons, so-called Freemasons, as you go up different levels, okay? But it's all revolving around the negative, which is suffering and death. So where does that leave us?
All the intentions and everything that we do in our life actually have an effect on all the other life, all right? Whether or not we know it. And somebody asked me one time, Vinny, what are we up against? Are we up against the Masons? Is it the Vatican? Is it reptilians? Is it insectoids or whatever? And I said, well, broadly speaking, we're up against anti-life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a malevolent force that wants to destroy life. All right, anything that life is, it wants destroyed. Anything that love is, or anything like that. That's ostensibly what we're up against. And people are like, oh, well, what can I do about it, or whatever. Well, have a look at yourself. What are your traits and attributes? I'm a narcissistic, self-absorbed, self-aggrandizing, smooth-talking salesman. Okay, how can I retool all those things to actually do some good in the world instead of just allowing it to cause harm in the world? All right, so become a talk radio show host where you listen more than you talk, generally. All right, and so that's how I kind of try to balance it out. And you got to do the shadow work. A lot of people come into activism, come into this new truth life of theirs, and they don't know who they are yet. They haven't done the shadow work, and they're still.
Can you talk a little bit about
person.
Shadow work?
I will. Yeah, really.
Just for newbies like me.
Okay. Well, I've been punched in the face a lot. All right. And I believe that this is a very positive development, because it means that a lot of times there were behaviors that for which I was getting punched in the face that I don't do anymore. Sometimes the lesson is very subtle, and sometimes the lesson is very straightforward. Okay, don't call that guy's mama hermaphrodite. But there's certain behaviors that we have we all want to lie, cheat, steal. There's people we want to kill because they've wronged us or so on and so forth. Now, unless we are very fully conscious of that dark side of us, it can have control over us and us not know it. Okay, that's ostensibly what doing the shadow work is about. First thing you do is stop lying. Stop lying to other people, but most of all, stop lying to yourself. Okay, and the it's a real hard thing to do, and most people are so full of their own lies that they can't do it.
Vinny, but it's not the most freeing thing in the world. I've always been an honest person, but I've always been a reserved person. I'm antisocial. If I can get away with not talking to someone, that's how I was when I was young. I'd rather just not discuss the things that I see, because I observed. It's kind of like the thing. Knowledge is power, but knowledge is also sorrow. And I didn't...
From enlightenment comes great sorrow, yeah.
I didn't have any kind of desire to be a social person in my life, because I studied human beings, and it's just not something I want to be a part of. But being forced, you know, becoming an adult and doing all these things, becoming a part of that, it's like, okay, I've always been respected by those who I have a less interpersonal relationship with, for my honesty. But when I have a relationship with like a girlfriend or wife, I don't sugarcoat anything. And I tell the truth as I see it. And it's I don't have any weights on my shoulders. I don't have any of that. I feel as though I'm doing a service by being real. I don't have time. I don't have time for the games. I'm almost 37. I just turned 37 today.
Congratulations.
I feel as though I'm still a big kid inside. I like playing my video games. I like playing with children. I like being a goofball when I can. But I feel as though that honesty is something that needs to be said. You know, I actually have some white supremacist friends, for example. It's like, this honestly what I think about you. Oh, this is what I honestly think about you too. And, you know, looking at each other's notes, oh, we're not any different. I have white supremacist friends.
Well, actually, my co-accused Billy TK is being accused of being a white supremacist as well. Now he's a Maori activist who's being accused of being a white supremacist. They've accused me of being a white supremacist, and I told them, look, if I was a white supremacist, I wouldn't be working with the rangy black bastard. Okay, it's got nothing to do with it. I mean, when I go and get our coffees and stuff like that with me and Billy, I it's always the same. Can I have a long black for the tall white guy and a flat white for the short moldy guy?
Well, I mean, if you're honest with yourself and you're honest with the people around you, it creates a situation of, yeah, you got to admit that you're something like me. There's something to work with. And I don't know. I don't have that mental prison of what do other people think about me. That doesn't exist in my mind. I have people of position over me right now, of authority over me. I'll tell them to go F themselves at any point in time. And all they can do is respect it. Okay, and that's what I like about being honest. Why can't we get society to be honest with itself?
Well, principally because everything would fall apart You know, do you have any idea what kind of stuff would happen?
It would fall apart, but at least we could rebuild.
Well, that's
better.
True. That's true. So this is the thing. As Mark Passio says, most people are not moral people. Most people are order-following cowards, okay?
Right.
And, you know, that's the problem is that we're lions, and a lion does not care about the opinions of sheep. All right, and this is what's difficult, is that the sheep are kind of in our way. Now, I think also we fall prey to the whole I'm holier than thou, I'm so smart, these people are so dumb, kind of a narcissistic trip when we start discovering the truth about things and we know that other people don't know about it. We think that we're better than them just because we know more, all right? Now, being better than somebody else is absolutely possible. You've got a rapist to your left, one guy's a rapist, one guy's a firefighter who carried a woman out of a burning building, all right? There you go. You can see one guy's better than the other. But it's not who they were born as. It's not the words they say. It is their deeds, the things that are happening in this physical universe that they actually manifest. That is what matters, because that is the final stage of the shadow work, what they call activate the body. That means you are living in a three-dimensional universe and you must interact with it if you want to change what you see. And this is what ends with. You're a fifth-dimensional creative entity. First dimension's a dot, second dimension's a line, third dimension's a box, fourth dimension's that box moving through time. Fifth dimension is the box beyond time and beyond space. That's where all your thoughts are right now while I'm speaking. Everything you've ever thought about saying but never came out of your mouth, everything you've ever thought about building but never constructed, that's fifth dimensional. Doesn't exist. It's pointless in there because your purpose is to spend your fourth dimensional time willing those fifth dimensional ideas into the three dimensional universe. Only once they're there can they be heard, seen, felt, touched, you know, that kind of thing. That's
right.
How you inspire people, by creating that which does not exist, that only once existed in your head. That is your job. And you might not be the prime beneficiary of the things you create. You might not be the guy who inspired Steven Spielberg or Santana or something like that to play the guitar, but you don't know who you will inspire. And that is the origin of the old Greek saying, your job in life is to plant a tree whose shade you know you shall never get to sit beneath.
We are all created in God's image. Okay, that's another way to say it. And for my co-host, just to, I'm going to put this into a different perspective for you, just to add on top of this. You have, this Rittenhouse case, okay? The kid is clearly innocent and within his rights. The case should have been dismissed a long time ago. Why is this kid, this young man, I don't want to call him a kid, this is a man who acted perfectly as an American. Why is he still in jail? Why is he still being persecuted? Here we have the words of our idiot, invalid, geriatric president who has put his worthless opinion forth, saying that this kid was a terrorist, an active shooter. That is the number one reason. The number two reason, yeah, the Democrats want to take away the guns. Yes. Okay.
Oh, this actually is a perfect segue.
We got that part. But hold on. The number one reason why this kid is still underneath heavy fire is because the president made a statement, and that statement should be proven infallible. This sleepy, creepy Joe's been grasping at straws for a long time. Long time now. They need something to stick. They need some lie from the president's mouth to stick. somewhere. What's the easiest thing to do at this point? Take control of somebody else's life, somebody else's fate, and make a political example out of him. If it weren't for this crackpot and his crackhead son, okay, Joe Biden, making the statement that this kid was a terrorist, not the shooter, if he never made that statement, this kid would be free by now.
The real truth of the matter is the real active shooters, the real terrorists are the presidents, the Federal Reserve, the CIA, the police. I mean, people were there protesting that day because the police, the foot soldiers for the New World Order, had nearly murdered Jacob Blake twice in one day. And had that not happened, and had Kyle not been brainwashed to be a bootlicker, he wouldn't have been in there. He wouldn't be behind bars right now. He wouldn't have to worry about anything. And that's the divide and conquer all over again. That's the biggest problem is, you know, oh yeah, Joe Biden will sit up there with his racist, decrepit, incompetent, pedophile ass, and you say, oh, this guy's an active shooter. How many Americans did you leave behind? How many people have you killed with drone strikes? How many people is the U.S. Armed Forces actively engaging? How many are they illegally spying on? Right? But no, Kyle Rittenhouse is the biggest problem in the world. Not cops that kill six people a day, or you kill six people with one drone strike at a funeral or wedding. No, well, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Well, let me ask something personal.
You'll have to give me one moment, please, gentlemen. I just need to go take a WikiLeak. I'll be right back.
Hold on. I'm so sorry.
I've been holding on. Trust me. I've got to go now. I'll be right back.
Hold that thought. But your son have let... Stay behind. Your dead fallen soldier son. How many people would he have left behind? All right, you guys can say whatever you want. I have to get it off my chest. I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. It's literally you have somebody that, although I do believe he was misguided in going there, but I don't really blame him because he was only a 17-year-old kid to get caught up in the propaganda. It's not like these left-wing and right-wing people that are grown-ups and they worship other people. Instead of pointing the finger at him... Let's just say, for sake of argument, that Kyle killed three people that day, which he did not. We all know he did. And let's just say that was not self-defensive, it was offensive. Cops kill six people every day. How many people a day does the U.S. government kill? The number one murderer of all time, even out-murdering the goddamn Jesuits and all religions put together, are governments, especially the U.S. government. Governments kill more people. It's called democide. And it doesn't include war whatsoever.
Okay, I'm back.
All you dismissed is me making a point that the biggest... there goes my point. You get an adorable kid on screen. Okay, I'm shutting up.
Well, okay, first of all.
Say hi to everybody. Say hi to everybody. Hey, she's waving to you guys. Isn't she cute?
Hi, sweetie. Yes. What's your name, kiddo? What's your name, kiddo?
She's a doll. Oh, hello.
Oh, that's so terrible.
So sweet, eh? I found that she's real cute that way, and she kind of like she makes women clucky. except my wife, unfortunately, of course.
You got me.
Oh my goodness! Let's see. Okay. Well, what people to understand right now. Vinnie Eastwood is facing 15 months in prison for free speech protecting you. You see what he has to risk. Can we help this man? Can VinnieEastwoodShow.com? Run through those again, please. Can we donate?
Go to the V VinnyEastwoodShow.com, THEVINNY, because it's the most important question, and EastwoodShow.com, like it's the most important thing that you could ever do in your life. Please support the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The most important reason to listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show is to stop listening to the show and start your own. Second most important reason to listen to the show is, of course, to give me money. Go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com/donate. .html, and you can donate to our bands through Patreon as well on there, Vinny, and the Vendettas. PayPal email guerrillamedia77@gmail.com. That's GUERRILLA media77@gmail.com for the PayPal.
Adorable. She's longer than you. Oh my god. Oh, she's so cute. I'm telling you, Vinny, my heart melts every time I go outside because, like, the little kids here in Poland, they look at me like a Mickey Mouse. Like I'm a mascot at a theme park. They light up, they smile, and that's just so much inspiration for me right there, that just to go on, keep doing what I'm doing for the world, and I feel like the coward, not because, you know, I mean, I should be in the United States doing what Will is doing. You can find Will everywhere, and every rally, he's like a ninja. He gets up next to these politicians that I would never have access to, just for the color of my skin, and It's amazing how close he gets to these people, and he does these things. Will Turpin.
I get so close, I sniff Joe Biden. I get there, and I establish dominance. I start sniffing him.
do you mount them in the dominant position?
Here's the deal. I need to bend over and get on my lap. I like domination.
But okay, so
he's only been in office a little bit, and I didn't even think he was going to be there or stay there. So give me some time with my Biden impression, guys.
Now, if you like domination, you're going to love America.
And then we have Vinnie Eastwood out there doing the same thing. I feel useless. I mean, that's why I'm putting myself so much over the airwaves, over the internet, over business, trying to do what I can. There's nothing for me to step outside for here in Poland, and
okay. Well, it reminds me of a joke on
for people who like to speak with me, but other than that, there's not much for me to do here. I do want to protect the women here who are getting the crap beaten out of them because they're pro-choice. The irony there, getting the crap kicked out of them, pregnant women, because they want to abort. Have all these Catholic dudes kicking the crap out of them. Just, you can't make this up. You cannot make this up. This really happened. But anyways, I wish I could be out there on the front lines with you guys. Not that there's not been enough black faces all over this stuff. I'm not quite sure what damage I could do being there in person, so I try my best.
I'm just personally wondering, like, how dangerous it is to go out protesting as a white heterosexual male nowadays, you know, that kind of thing. And maybe if I went out in blackface and pretended to be a bit gayer, I mightn't have gotten arrested.
I wouldn't want to go too gay.
You know what?
No. I just go very nicely gay, darling, okay? There is no need to be outrageously gay.
Oh, no. If a cop wants to get near me, I'm going super gay. I'm going...
Look at the man in here. Oh, I love a man in uniform.
That is the cutest costume. Where'd you get that mustache?
Please...
Your mustache would look so nice with my feces on it, you know.
Hi-ho!
Mustache, mind if I lick it off?
Thank goodness we're an hour and a half into the show, where most people have already tuned out. Hey? So
anyways, guys, getting back to hate crimes, which Which subculture have you yet to offend?
Who gave ivermectin to their friends? Sorry, I missed that.
What?
Yeah, Not me.
Okay.
Taking no ivermectin. I ain't taking no vaccine. None of that. None of that big pharma BS.
Yeah.
I'll just eat the way I'm eating, which is not particularly healthy. But I'll do some exercise here and there. Smoke my blunts. You know what I'm saying?
I hate to see that beautiful child of yours get pumped full of this mutagen, this DNA
hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine.
No, that's the good stuff. I don't know what your position is on COVID-19 and the vaccines, but
I don't want to speak for Vinny, but I think it's doggy style.
No. Okay. No.
When it comes to my COVID,
I want to know what Vinny Eastwood's position is on the vaccines and so-called vaccines.
I'd like to confirm what your guest host said is that it's not doggy style. I end up on top. Now the COVID thing is very straightforward as far as I'm concerned. Let's have a look at a timeline of the thing. Okay, so a bunch of people start developing a vaccine for a thing and developing a virus for the same vaccine that they're creating for it. This sounds exactly like V for Vendetta. And then the virus gets released, and then they do all the things that the globalists have wanted to do the entire time anyway, but never had the justification for it. And they even have a rehearsal dinner called Event 201, where they plan the entire pandemic out. And then they come out and they do all of this stuff, and then they start over-reporting, and there's massive question marks over how many people have got it. Does the virus even exist? Does the PCR test that they're using to detect the virus even work? Are these vaccines even vaccines? Have they even been safety tested? Has anybody who's taken any of these vaccines even bothered to read the list of ingredients and the list of the side effects? People are so stupid nowadays, they don't know about the vaccine side effects. They probably think anaphylaxis is a Greek tennis player, okay? These people are just... They're not playing with a full deck. They're not being informed. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just another excuse, just like 9/11, just like the financial crisis, to have more and more control go into fewer and fewer hands and direct control over people's lives. That's what it is. We're heading into a new world order. All the globalist leaders that are behind all these COVID measures have said as much, and they want it as well. So it's pretty basic. This isn't lockdown. This is martial law. Why do you do martial law? One, when there's a crisis that could, you know, wind up people eating each other if you don't frickin' lock down stuff real quick. Or two, the reason why you'd have martial law is if you're a foreign power taking over and you want to prevent the local population from being able to organize any effective resistance against your new regime. That is what is going on here. That is why they're censoring out everything, because the first casualty of war is always the truth. Okay?
Perfection. Vinny, if I've ever heard you, if I've ever had to indicate... your perfect moment on radio, I finally got you on my show with your perfect moment. Beautifully said. A plus.
Moments when COVID's released.
Vinny, I gotta ask you, do you want to take callers? I've got callers stacked up here. Did you want to take any?
I can take them from behind. Sorry. Yes, I will take calls. Yes.
All right, yes, absolutely. I'm not looking at the monitor right now, so you know what? My trainee here is going to tell us. You know what? No, we're not going to get that far. Mike, go ahead and hit us with the callers. Let's start with the first one. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'll say what I said to some judge's assistant that was trying to get me to do a news report on the Scared Straight program. They came in here, and there was somebody else in the office that was talking about these, you know, or they parade these young boys in front of these hardened criminals and try to scare them into, you know, not, you know, turning around from their petty crime, you know, before they get thrown in jail. And the guy that was in the office was like giving the woman down the road. And I was like, no, let's hear her out. Let's hear what they got to say. It sounds like it could be useful. And then she talked about they were parading these kids in front of these guys so they could ogle them like they were going to be their girlfriends in jail and stuff. And I said, well, wait a minute. You're telling these teenagers that the warden doesn't have control of the prison and that they are going to be subjected to cruel and unusual punishment if they're put in jail. And I said, if it was me being put in jail under those circumstances, somebody's going to die. It's not going to be me if I can help it. But somebody's going to die before I get taken from the rear. You know, somebody's not going to survive. It's not going to be, you know, it may be me that's dead, rape my dead body, but somebody's going to die.
You see, when you were talking about Scared Straight, I was just thinking, is this the program where they run up behind gay people and go, boo?
No.
You know, I was a part of the Scared Straight program, and the only thing I could do the entire time, it was fun. It was better than any field trip I'd ever taken to school.
Right.
It was better. It was the coolest thing ever. Now, I know that's not a very positive thing for you to say, because it's not what you're supposed to get out of the program. I went to the program, and just, you know, I heard the guidelines. Oh, don't take the gloves. You know, if you take the gloves, that means you're going to box them, and we can't help you. We can't save you. They'll just beat you up. And you know, I'm thinking to myself the entire time, you know, I had fun. These guys are just, probably half of them genuinely care, and the other half just want to look at some new booty, so as their spank bank.
Right.
Whereas me,
I'm both. But continue.
I
cannot be scared straight. I couldn't, you know, when I'm looking at these dudes and I'm the same size as they are, yeah, I'm big, you know, I'm kind of, they grow up big where I'm from, all right? And I'm sitting here, I'm the same size as these dudes, and I took the gloves, and with my legs crossed, I said, yeah, come on.
That was always the option of punching a guard.
Me and handed it back to the prisoner, just to not destroy the immersion, because you have to immerse in that the world.
Can I ask a question about the TLB Talk Live? Because I was invited to join there, and I've been on there for a few months, and I don't know, I've got like 30 friends or something. How many people are actually on there? Do you have a usage or a user, active user thousands, statistic?
Thousands. I haven't asked, but there's thousands. Thousands.
Thousands, so.
There's definitely thousands. Not that that makes a difference. I mean, if you're not on there, if you don't get on there, if you don't encourage other people to get on there, then no one's going to be on there. But there are already thousands. I know I already have probably like 500, 600 friends. And I'm not even friending everybody that I see. So there's got to be thousands if I have 500, 600 friends. I've been poked by a whole bunch of old guys, flattered but not interested. Luckily, there's no book section. But we do have a document section, which is really dope, because this is the type of stuff that you couldn't leave up on any other social media. And if you did, it would be plastered with all these, actually, Colbert, you can't even see the damn meat, falser, and you just,
yeah, that's
just
why I joined a couple
actual
of
documents.
Let me jump in here. Let me ask you something. Are you going to reach thousands of people on Facebook, or maybe like 20?
I've been on there 10 years, and I have a couple of different groups because I'm connected with local media. But no, if you want to
find
my profile,
so you can send them all to tlbtalk.com. You can go and expand those groups to tlbtalk.com.
Profile. Hello?
Okay. What's your profile? Go ahead, throw it out there. What's your profile?
Well, I'm saying if somebody wants to encourage me to be on there, I'd like to get some more interaction. It's TV 10 Moorhead. I'm in the targeted town of Kim Davis, if you remember that, and I'm being deplatformed, and I've got plenty of evidence for the shenanigans that was going on with Facebook for 10 years.
I need you to be on the show. I need you to be a guest on the show.
I've been on your show before.
Well, I need you to come back on.
It's been a while.
You need to come back on. Let's talk, brother.
Right. What I'm getting at is the... I've got plenty of evidence, and the lawsuits that were supposed to happen never have. Like the National Religious Broadcasters, I think just a big steam valve. They set a deadline there, and Trump, you know, put up his thing. They were going to sue all these platforms that are false advertising, that they're social media, and they're actually social engineering media. Google claims to be a search engine. It's not. It's a social engineering platform. You know, say they've actually at least started calling themselves platforms. PLB Talk has never rejected anything that I've posted. BitChute pulled me down for, quote, other platform abuse. Didn't tell me what they did. Deleted one of my videos, and I appealed and got back on.
Yeah, BitChute, DLive, there's not one out there that's trustworthy. We're going to make our own joints.
Okay, you heard it right here on the show. PLB Talk has never pulled anybody down for anything. PLB Talk, as long as you don't post child pornography, try to sell illegal weapons, or human traffic and drugs and all that crazy crap, you're good. Don't do that illegal. That we're not here for cartels. We're not here for illicit background federal crimes and traffic. We're not here for that.
Yeah.
We're here for the people.
Well, there's plenty of potential
sell
for that.
Weapons, of course.
I'm sorry?
But you can sell legal weapons across it, you know, have a shop and everything.
Hey, if you got a legal gun shop, if you got a legal weed shop, smoke shop, you got a legal anything, you got legal papers behind, what are we going to do about it? I'm not going to pull you down. Nobody on my staff is going to pull you down.
Well,
you're legal. In the eyes of somebody, we're not going to pull you down. All right?
Well, can I actually talk about this concept of social media? Because ultimately, everybody wants everything in one place. They want to be able to broadcast from their phone or their computer, whether being just, you know, a camera by themselves or a sophisticated broadcast platform. And they want to be able to schedule that stuff so that people will know about it happening ahead of time. And they want to be able to connect with people privately in their little messages and be able to call them, video call them, send them documents, send them files and things of that nature. Wouldn't it be great if everything was free and everything was big and everything actually could actually bear the load of what we need it for? But what's problematic is that we're in the early stages of growth here. So we're just going to go through some growing pains and make the platform better day by day. I think that's how every great work ever established. Yeah.
Vinny, you said it. Yeah, we have our small limitations, but listen, if you can only have a 40 megabyte video, Facebook, unlimited. I don't care what Facebook can do. Facebook is not letting anybody talk.
They've repeatedly hidden my ad friend box from local people that actually know me, and I've got sent screenshots on it, and you know they do these out of court settlements with people so that you can't find their copy their homework and sue them yourself.
So, I'm in the pursuit. I'm sorry, I'm in the process for a pursuit. Whew, I combined two words today. I'm doing something like that. I've got fishing. I've got so much hacking done to even my hardware that Facebook has done. Facebook fears me. Facebook, I'm public enemy number one as far as Facebook is concerned. I've got video evidence of so much hacking they've done. They've destroyed systems of mine. They've boosted posts of people who want to slander me. I mean, I've got evidence of all of this stuff. And they are running scared, and I want to keep them that way. But the point being is, this isn't about me. This isn't about that. It isn't about, because we're all aware of the crimes what Facebook has done. What we're concentrating on now is getting people like Vinny Eastwood. Okay? Vinny, you spoke to me earlier. You said someone was homeless and stranded that should have a platform has been shut out of the world. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that really, really quick?
Well, I'm sorry, in regards to...
What's the situation of Max Egan, for example?
Oh, Max Egan. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I had a call with him this morning, and they shut down his bank accounts. Like, his government shut down his bank accounts while he's in a foreign country, can't speak the language, and is ostensibly homeless. Right. Doesn't have no credit cards, don't got no debit cards. He's got MailChimp payments and all sorts of other things that need to come out. And so he's trying to sort that out at the moment. And I'm just thinking, like, what's going to happen? Like, I don't... Like, I can't do what Max did, like, leave my country because I've got criminal convictions that will basically no country will let me in because I'm a convicted drug dealer. I got caught with 13 grams of weed for sale.
13 grams of weed, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And so the real problem is this is my home, and I'm going to defend my home. And when Max escaped and everything like that, I was just thinking, man, I'm not sure that that's such a good idea. And now they shut down his bank accounts. Now he's in real trouble, you know. So maybe it wasn't such a good idea. Maybe they're trying to draw him back, you know. Maybe they're going to be waiting for him at the airports or something like that. It's so much uncertainty, and he sounded really, really stressed right now. So, yeah, I've got a lot of time for Max. And I said to him that, you know, if you're coming down to the wire – and you can't pay for your MailChimp or your stuff or everything, it's only about 180 Australian dollars or something like that. I said, well, bro, if it comes down to the wire and you haven't figured out bank accounts or anything like that, just give me a call and we'll put my credit card number in and stuff like that, and we'll pay your bills there, sort of thing. So, you know, it's everybody's got to look after everybody, I think, at this point.
Everybody's got to look after everybody. And something that I want to – Vinny, you're so on the money. You can even see into what the hell I'm doing. Something that I have in the works is a watchdog program for independent media people. You're an independent journalist, and, you know, you leave your country, yeah, there's going to be insurance policy. There's going to be something in place. Make sure you don't lose your home, your cars, whatever. We need to make speaking out more and more risk-free. Unfortunately, that's the way it's going to happen. But we have a way to do that. If you have an idea, you can incorporate it. That's the wonderful thing about the free market, about capitalism. If you got an idea, you can incorporate it. And that's something I hope to get all of my Truth Through Media brothers together to do. Vinny, to Max Egan, to, you know, to anybody. And so that we're not alone. We're not sitting in the courtroom alone, being ostracized, being framed for something. You know, legal representation. We need legal representation. My man, Vinny here, needs help with this legal representation. And one more time, before the broadcast ends, how can we donate to you?
You can go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, T-H-E, vinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. thevinnyeastwoodshow.com/donate.html. You can support my band on Patreon, Vinny and the Vendettas. And my PayPal email is gorillamedia77@gmail.com. gorillamedia77@gmail.com. GURILLAmedia77@gmail.com.
Okay. That's right. Hey guys, this has been another episode of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king, so please educate yourselves. Good night.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Next time, Redfield Hardcore, keep it real. Take her up, Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take her up, pill.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.